You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Today's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org.
It's amazing how I can detect that.
Nah, the radar is strong.
Oh, yeah.
The radar is strong. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Phone lines are full. We appreciate that, as always. I was just going to mention again, if you're taking your dog in for his or her annual physical this month, add that to the holiday budget.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a chunk out of it.
Yeah, man.
Four vaccinations, and he had to get one other thing.
Yeah, man.
It's quite a few dollars.
Yeah, man.
And he hated every second of it.
Of course he did.
Boy, does that guy hate going to the vet.
He hates
his new thing was hiding. I've never seen him do this before. He was hiding under the chair.
Uh-huh.
Pretty creative, but he exposed his backside. They just put the shots right in there. It was a good idea, but it didn't work out for you. All right. Tinker's in Kennesaw. We'll lead off with Tinker. What's up, Tink?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
I just got a little question because I done it this morning. When you open something new, especially if it's a liquid, and it's got the little seal tab.
Yeah.
When you pull that seal tab off, do you lick the back of it? Because I did this morning with a coffee creamer, and I do that with the ketchup.
I do it with ketchup, yeah. I do it with ketchup.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, Tink. Dude, no.
Or barbecue sauce.
No. It's cleaner that way when you throw it in the trash.
I don't know. I don't do it. I don't.
I definitely do.
I don't. But I mean, I don't know why I don't do it.
I don't either.
Oh man.
Tax brackets. We got to get every last drop.
Yeah.
I definitely do that. Now, if you open it and it comes off without you having to off yourself,
right?
Are you still going to use that product?
If I say it again?
If the little seal tab on top of it is compromised.
Uh-huh. Am I still going to use it?
You're still going to use...
Probably.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm not. Probably.
You give it the sniff test, which essentially proves nothing to you because you don't know what good or bad
like
barbecue sauce would be.
Yeah. Smells like ketchup.
Probably.
We went to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits minor league hockey game on Friday night.
Sounds so
My
awesome.
Buddy's the PA down there.
He does a good job.
Yeah.
He does a really good job. Super fun, by the way. Like, if you're looking for a nice little couple-hour getaway, Greenville, great arena, Swamp Rabbits, first-class operation going over there. But I bought Jack a box of little Sour Patch Kids, and the box was closed, but inside the plastic thing was open.
Yeah.
And so Ashley took it back. And no questions asked, whatever. They gave it to her. But I wouldn't have even thought about that.
I would have definitely took that back.
Yeah, I probably got to be more vigilant.
Yeah, I would have took that one back.
But how was the box sealed, but the plastic inside the box wasn't?
Somebody could have put some glue on it.
They might have, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to poison,
don't trust nobody.
Trying to poison my kid.
Don't trust nobody.
The only criticism, and this is across the board, it's not the Swamp Rabbits specifically, $16 for a big beer is a lot of money.
Hell yeah, it is.
But you got to have one.
Yes.
Or, you can't, or a couple.
You'll bite the bullet for that one.
I didn't know Abe's guy was the PA. Ask for the hookup next time, maybe.
Because y'all are going again.
Oh, we're going again.
Yeah.
We had too much fun to not go again. Jack loves hockey, which is pretty fun.
He's built like a hockey player, probably.
He's built like a hockey player.
Yeah.
And he's got of Lundstrom descent, which sounds like a hockey name to me. All right. Keaton is in Powder Springs.
There you go.
Yo.
Hi, Keaton.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
You gotta get pet insurance, dude. You gotta get pet insurance.
I have it.
$10 to $50 a month. Really?
I have pet insurance.
It was still crazy, man. Pet insurance saved me like, it turned a $2,500 vet ER bill into like a
$250 bill. It wasn't an ER. It was just vaccinations that you have to pay for.
Like send that bill over to the insurance, man. They should give you some money back. Anyways,
I agree.
I don't know what y'all know about the white elephant or the secret Santa Christmas. I do it. My family does it every year, and I try and be funny with it, no matter what the circumstance is. So I've done like the Master Crapper set, where air freshener, novelty toilet paper, stuff like that, and then a few other little knickknacks. What's the funniest gift you've ever seen, whether it be white elephant or just a regular Christmas gift? Period. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Keaton. Thank you. I don't know that I've ever been a part of a white elephant.
What the hell is that?
It's like a gag gift, kind
of. Oh, no. But like I see him on the little real snake. The one I saw a couple days ago was the funniest thing ever. When they got Grandma a thong from Granddad, the funniest thing ever. But her reaction and his reaction. Because Grandpa was like, hell yeah.
But he didn't actually do it. Yeah.
But Nana, she was so embarrassed, but it was just so damn funny.
Can I reveal something?
Let me talk. Go, let me hear you.
I did that to my mom when I was in high school.
That's not... Hold on. Ew.
I know. In hindsight, odd. But I just wanted to see her reaction when she opened it in front of our whole family. It was worth it. It was pretty funny.
Mm.
I know. I was a different person back then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Learn something new. Like that.
And then she got me one the next year. And it was much funnier.
She got you a phone?
Uh-huh. A sparkly pink one.
You wear it?
Never put it on. No, never wore it.
Okay, then we cool.
Never put it on.
Then we cool.
No, never wore it.
All right, then we back cool.
I don't think that thing, I think it probably got thrown out that day, but it was a good response, though.
Right.
Like, pretty good. That's the thing about my mom is, like, we always try to, like make her uncomfortable with a joke or something like that. She's got three boys. We're gross.
Yes, y'all are.
But she just, whenever she says anything that's remotely gross, it's 10 times grosser.
Right.
She's mom.
Right.
So we try to, like, gross her out, and then she'll say something about, an experience that she's had.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, God,
nobody wants
Mom.
To hear. Nobody wants to
nobody
hear that.
Nobody wants to hear
nobody
that.
Wants
she's
to hear
like,
that.
Yeah, well, you think I want to hear you guys?
Right.
Great point. All right. Megan is in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Megan.
Hey. So I love a good dog name story. I found my dog in the woods with an Ultra bottle in her mouth, so I named her Michelob. I was curious. How y'all got your dog's names? And talking about vet bills, that girl had heartworms made.
Ooh,
the most
yeah,
expensive free dog I have ever found. But worth every penny, so.
Thank you, Megan. Great question.
Because this is the thing. I didn't want the dog, but I knew they were going to eventually get the dog.
Right.
So
I remember the process.
You remember the process of getting the dog. But my reward was I got to name him. And so I couldn't think of nothing. And then Nico just popped in my damn head.
Oh, really? It wasn't in relation to anything? Because you guys had Delilah.
Yeah, Delilah.
And obviously that's,
Yes, because we have son Samson and Delilah.
Yeah.
So that's how that got.
Okay.
But yeah, that's how Nico just came.
Just came to you. It's a great name.
Yeah, I just love it.
Great name for a dog. My dog's name is Boone because my wife went to Appalachian State University, which is in Boone, North Carolina.
Right.
When
was that decided?
I think even before we got him.
Oh, okay.
I think... It's just a good dog name,
I like
anyway.
It. Yeah.
I think there was a time, I don't know, if we didn't have a dog, Boone might have been on the table for Jack.
Like you were gonna name your son?
Never got there.
Boone Bunker?
Boone Bunker would be a pretty strong name though.
Well, he better have
But you can't do it now because you have a dog
he
name.
He better be able to shoot and hunt. Boone Bunker?
Yeah, Boone Bunker. Doesn't he sound like a mountain man?
Yes, he does.
Well, but I mean, my son is half hillbilly. So I mean
Boone Bunker.
He comes from the from the woods.
Boone Bunker.
Yeah, Boone Bunker.
Yeah, man. He would have to be able to handle a rifle.
Probably will be able to. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Like, you're going to have to take him hunting with a name like Boone Bunker.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
That's a country music name, too.
And you're not a.
Oh, Boone Bunker does sound like a country
And you're
music.
Not a big hunter guy.
No, I'm not.
So you got to, like, you can't let him, like, you know.
I know. I've already let Boone the dog down for 7 years.
Right.
I never shot anything. My, you know, all he does is point at everything. He's like, shoot it.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I'm 0 forever on shooting stuff. He's pointed at every bird he's ever seen.
And he wants you to cap him.
Shoot him! And then I don't, and then he looks, he gives me that look.
Look of disappointment.
Soft ass. Someday, though, that guy told us he was going to take us quail hunting.
Make sure you take the dog. You take a Boone, right?
Totally. I would totally take him. I don't, he's not like trained to do it, but he knows what to do.
Yeah.
It's in there. Tababi is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so y'all started off the show talking about Christmas sweaters, and I've only had one Christmas sweater in my life, and my wife threw it away because she thought it was inappropriate. But it was that Walmart Christmas sweater from the other year that went viral because Santa looked like he was on that snout.
Right.
Right.
My question for y'all is, as you know, I have a baby coming up, and the other day I just realized that, like, at the end of not this coming up week, but the next week, I might have an actual human I got to take care of. You know, obviously, I've already realized, you know, I've had that moment of coming to Jesus that it's happening. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one hit a little differently in, like, it really is happening. Mm-hmm. When was that for y'all when y'all was like, you know, oh, my goodness, I have this human that I have to take care of now?
Why did I think, Tababi, you and your lady had the baby already?
Not yet.
I thought they already had the baby.
Possibly Christmas.
Yeah, I thought.
Christmas due date.
I thought Tababi had that baby already.
Coming up.
When did I? When she told me? I was like, oh.
She was handed to me, so that's. Yeah. On the first one, then nothing sinks in until that
can't.
Moment.
Yeah. It really can't.
But it all just
and
gets
then it
crystal
does.
Clear.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I remember the moment I saw Lily, and it was like that. That baby looks like me.
Yeah.
And then you cry and you're excited and you're happy. And then, and then it hits you again and again, though.
I love the dad cry when they see the baby. Never cried.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never cried.
It got me so. I didn't cry when I saw Jack.
never cried when I saw the kid.
I didn't even really care for him for like the first 3 weeks.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm like, wow, that's my guy right there.
He's cool. He's all right.
But yeah, no, I never cried, but it was always cool when you first see him.
It still hits me every once in a while still, too, though. Like, sometimes, you know, like, getting them ready for school and taking them. And it's like, I really am. I'm in charge of this whole thing.
Yeah, no.
Like.
I'm the king.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I'm the king.
And I'm up for it.
I'm always,
I'm good for it.
My wife, she always reminds me of this all the time. Because I do enjoy. I enjoy being the dude.
Yeah.
I enjoy being the head of the house.
Yeah, this really
and all the responsibility that come with it. I love it. I love it.
My wife told me earlier this year, and I think she was being sarcastic, but she meant it at the same time too, because we've been having a real good year. We've mentioned it every once in a while. She was like, "Wow, what a provider you are!" And I was like,
"Damn right,
I'm out there. I'm not hunting and gathering.
You damn right,
but I'm doing it.
I'm earning my keep, lady.
Exactly.
I'm earning my keep.
It feels really good to do that. It really does.
Yes.
James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. I had two quick things. First off, there's rumors going around about the Hawks possibly being able to get a Giannis trade or Anthony Davis trade going. And do you think either one of those would be good for the Hawks?
Yes.
And what do you think they could do to improve, and which one do you think is more plausible? And the second thing is, what are your thoughts on Phillip Rivers coming back to the NFL? And do you think, like, Atlanta should maybe look at trying to bring Matt Ryan or Michael Vick back if Rivers worked out for the Colts?
No.
And I'll let you answer.
Charles, my man, appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, James.
James, yes, thank you. First of all, shout out to Mike Vick, elected to the College Football Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
Good. Shout out to my man for that.
He must have been just now eligible.
Yeah, love that. Love it. And I'll leave it at that, James. Or Charles.
Yeah, I think he's coaching.
Yeah, he's coaching.
He's busy.
Yeah.
Matt's on TV.
Phil was too, but no.
Now, I do bet that I bet the Colts called Matt. If they're calling Phillip.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they're calling
Matt. Yeah, yeah.
He's been in it more recently.
Yeah.
But I think it's fun. I hope he, like you said earlier, like the human side of it. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah,
like,
man. They just showed him at practice.
Yeah, hopefully he stays healthy. Yeah. It's a cool story.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Davis is probably more plausible just because it'll cost you less.
Yes, because there's no way if I'm Milwaukee, I'm not getting Jalen Johnson.
No, if you're trading with the Hawks,
yes.
You want
yes.
That pick
uh-huh.
And Jalen Johnson.
Yep.
And I don't want to give up either one of them. You could get Anthony Davis tomorrow if you give up that pick.
Yes. And I'm not giving it up either.
I don't want to give up a pick. Yeah, I mean, the Pelicans are 3-20. They're 3-20, and Zion's got a groin injury.
Dude.
Did you hear DeMarcus Cousins talking
yes,
about that?
Yes, I did.
He called him Freaky Z.
Freaky Z. I mean, just because she was –
Freaky
she,
Z is but, the best nickname.
But the thing about it is he put himself in there, man.
It's true.
Yeah, you're out there with the same one that always – it's two of them.
Yeah, no, I know the story.
It's
I know
the same
Zion's
one.
Story.
Yeah, like,
but then he gets a groin injury, yeah. You know.
Freaky Z.
He's working too hard.
Freaky Z.
Blue Chew. Promo code Andy.
I like that.
Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Twitter Andy's in full effect.
Party starts in 5 minutes. I've been partying all day, though, in this sweater.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mark Schlereth in high demand. Even his daughter's texting him.
Let's see. If you give up a kick return to start the second half, it's worse than playing Marvin Gaye and not get any action.
Yes.
And one guy misses a gap, you get creased.
Yep. It happens all the time.
That'll happen.
Pete Bivacqua. He's on a wine tour, and it ain't Chardonnay.
No, he's not.
All right. Have a great rest of your...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.